and welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. Following a disappointing loss at the MCG, Coach Brennan Bolton caught up with media to give his take.
We go and I've asked our players to confront this game and reflect on it really strongly. I don't want them to let go of it until we've got through the review. It's really important, and coaches will do the same. They won't let go of it until we've got through the review and then focus on July.
Despite the loss, Pat Kerr, the grandson of former Carlton footballer Laurie Kerr, made his debut for the Blues. He spoke with Carlton media about the milestone.
And the last time I would have gone up the race with the team would have been when I was about 4 years old, running out with the team through the banner. So to have do it in my own jumper and with the other boys was an unbelievable experience.
Sam Petrovsky-Seaton also gave his take on the loss following the match.
I think, like I said, we've got 6 days to review it all and to focus on Geelong. But, I think it just come down on a roll. We play and review it really hard and heavily and get on the track on Tuesday and train it.
The Blues will now prepare for their clash with the Cats this Saturday night. Hard-working midfielder Nick Graham said the team will bring lessons learnt from round 9 into Saturday night's game.
Yeah, it's obviously a bit disappointing. We've got our review today, so we'll look at the game pretty closely, cut it to pieces like we usually do, and as Bolt says, we want to try and learn and grow every week. So I think we've just got to tighten up a little bit defensively. Obviously, they've got a few easy goals out the back, and I'm sure we'll have a good look at that today. So fix those a few minor things up this week and hopefully take that into Geelong and put a bit of a better performance in.
The Blues will again be without skipper Mark Murphy on the weekend, who has been sidelined with injury. Head of football Andrew McKay gave an update on Carlton's injury list.
Mark Murphy disrupted some scar tissue in his foot on the weekend. Spent some time on the bench. Played the rest of the game though. We'll just see how he pulls up over the next couple of days before deciding on his prognosis.
Tom Williamson made his return to the VFL on the weekend. He caught up with Carlton media about his return to football.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good to get back into things after, as you said, a lengthy break. But yeah, to get through unscathed was a really good result for me.
That's all the Carlton news for this week. Catch us next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.